USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House is confident the probe into President Biden's handling of classified material following his tenure as vice president will show the documents were accidentally misplaced.
We have cooperated closely with the Justice Department throughout its review, and we will continue that cooperation with the special counsel.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of the files. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
And we're finding out now, after being sworn in, that this was discovered before the election.
Lisa Marie Presley in the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest. TMZ reports paramedics performed CPR on her at her Southern California home before rushing her to the hospital. Her condition isn't known, but the outlet reports paramedics were able to regain a pulse at the scene. Frustration is boiling over after a critical Federal Aviation Administration computer system that experienced an outage Wednesday and briefly halted all U.S. flights, providing airlines with a digital bullet board of crucial safety updates crashed.
I think what we need is a public that is less tolerant, more demanding of a system that is a heck of a lot more efficient. And we need an FAA that is less worried about petty fines here and there and more concerned about getting to the bottom of these antiquated technologies. The fact that we have 1,000 fewer air traffic controllers today than we did 10 years ago.
Jeff Freeman, president of the U.S. Travel Association. There is significant damage following a tornado in Selma, Alabama. That's according to the Office of Mayor James Perkins Jr. On Facebook, the city asked that everyone stay calm in addition to staying where they are. Multiple counties were put under tornado emergencies by the National Weather Service today as storms move through parts of the state. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A U.S. veteran detained in Russia is headed back home. CNN reports Taylor Dudley, who was detained in April of last year, was released across the Polish border to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. He said it took 6 months of intense work to secure his release. Apparently, there was some FTX money floating around, and it's been found.
Lawyers for collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says it has recovered more than $5 billion worth of cash and crypto assets to help repay customers and investors. Attorney Andrew Dietrich told the Delaware court they have found a significant amount of cryptocurrency as well, but that will be more difficult to sell without depressing the market of those digital tokens. I'm Lance Pry.
More Democrats identify as liberal than ever before. That's according to a new Gallup poll that found 54% of Democrats identified as liberal last year, up 4% from 2021. Meanwhile, the amount of Republicans who identify as conservatives has stayed relatively steady for over a decade. The rock world is paying tribute to legendary guitarist Jeff Beck. Beck passed away Tuesday at age 78 after contracting bacterial meningitis. Rock royalty sending their condolences to the Beck family. Rod Stewart, who called Beck the greatest. Mick Jagger, who called him one of the greatest guitar players in the world. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, class.